Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On September 8th, 1664, Dutch Governor Peter Stuyvesant surrenders New Amsterdam to an English naval squadron. Following its capture, New Amsterdam's name was changed to New York in honor of the Duke of York, who organized the mission. Let's listen.
All right, men. We need to take New Amsterdam. But we don't want us to see them. I'm sorry. Strike that and reverse it. Now, what we need to do is make our ships invisible by putting them underwater. I've devised the submarine. It's a bubble around a ship that prevents the water from coming in. Now, underwater with us all! Blah, 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 blah.
Wait, how are we able to figure out where we're going underwater in this bubble?
Easy, I brought a map. You just look at this map. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble remembering which way. Let's come up for air. I forget how to...
Did you leave a way for us to get fresh air in here?
No, I should have thought of that.
Yes. Oh, gods. Oh, I can't breathe anymore.
Just open the window a crack.
But we're underwater.
Don't argue. It's the only way to get air.
All right, I open the window. Whoosh!
What you don't realize is that that was a reenactment portrayed entirely by a bunch of pet monkeys. Those pet monkeys were in a vehicle and they are all dead now because someone did not crack the window of the vehicle with the animal left in it. It's a very sad story. It doesn't have a whole lot to do with what you just heard, but keep it in mind when you leave your animals in a vehicle. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.